So, a lot of folks are opening up today. This is kind of the first day back for a lot of people. And we wanted to spotlight this one particular store in Otisfield because they've been closed before the coronavirus pandemic hit because of that. So, John, like a car went into your store?
There was a high-speed chase started in Raymond, and they ended up chasing him through Casco and into Otisfield, and he went around the corner and drove through my store. We finally got open, and I was hoping you guys could help me out a little bit and say something about it.
What's the store?
Bolster's Mills Country Store. It's a little convenience store. We got a lot of homemade food, you know, beer, chips.
Who doesn't need beer and chips?
I know. Talk to me.
Right, but, you know, the girls rocked that place.
And you guys were, so you were closed to repair the store?
5 months.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Plus the corona thing, we didn't dare open up with that, so.
Right.
Yep.
So you guys are open today. Is this the first day?
It is.
All right. Bolster's Mills Country Store. And you say you make some homemade food and stuff. Is there anything that you think is like your specialty?
We got the best burgers around.
Best Whoa! Burgers around.
Shots
oh, that
fired.
Sounds good right now.
That does sound good.
I'm oh, hungry. Man. 9 a.m. burger? Yeah, why not? What time do you start flipping the burgers, John?
They'll be on probably in a half hour.
Oh, all okay. Right. All right. So you can go over there, help them out. Bolster's Mills Country Store in Otisfield.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you wanted to say something about the topic we have on our Facebook page is the crazy thing you bought while you were in quarantine. John, what'd you buy?
Well, kind of embarrassing, but I was thinking, you know, I'm going to get sent to the store for my two little girls, and I'm going to catch the coronavirus. So in my infinite wisdom, I decided to order some feminine hygiene products.
Best dad ever.
I love it.
Well, when I hit the button, I had no idea what I was ordering.
Oh, no.
A couple days later, UPS shows up with a mountain, like four cases. And I'm just staring out my window going, what did I do?
Well, now they're set for life.
They're set for what? And now John's probably getting all the ads, right?
Oh, my God.
Right? There's like yes. Tampax ads.
Are you feeling fresh this morning, John?
Well, and you know what, John? You know, worst comes to worst case. You know, you can't find a mask. Just strap a rubber band onto one of those things.
There you go.
You got a whole case of masks ready to go.
Give them out at the store as people come in.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I hope you guys have a good first opening day. Again, it's Bolster's Mills Country Store, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, in Otisfield. All right. Well, good luck. Good luck with the opening and good luck with all those tampons.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks.
Bye, John.
Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, my God, that's funny. That's funny. I love that. Yeah, first day back for a lot of people.
Yep.
If you feel comfortable, great time to go out and support local business. It's Coast 93.1.